Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 Gabe and Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. Day of thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. We're the opening act for Falcons. They kick it off at 1 o'clock, but before that we've got... Knock my microphone over there. Wait for a tailgate show with Joe and Andy. They take over at 9 o'clock, walking you right up to kickoff. This should be, despite if Cousins is behind center, a nice little chip in, nice little win.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all in Bill Arp. Now, do you know what Bill Arp is?
I've seen that sign. I don't remember where I was.
It's in Douglas County.
Okay.
It's out in Douglas County.
I remember seeing that sign.
They got a lot of folks out there, man.
Do they?
But it's in Douglas County, yeah. Okay. That there county's
a lot of folks moving out there.
Winston and Douglasville, things mm-hmm. like that. So a shout out to them. And by the way, yeah. Also, congratulations, I guess is what you say, or congratulations to those in Lithia Springs who are about to get a new high school. They broke ground. They're going to it's kind of like re-upping the present one, but they're getting a whole new, bright, shiny high school, Lithia Springs.
They're going to put it on the same spot?
Yeah. Going to be right there.
You ever been to Lithia Springs High School?
I have not.
I have.
And do they need one?
I'm not putting it down because you got to understand the time when they built it. It's one of those schools, and there are a number of schools like this mm-hmm. in town. I think like Redan, I think like Eagles Landing. I think it's one of those schools mm-hmm. where, you pull one door out one way, and it's the cafeteria, then the next day is the gym.
Oh, I got you.
One of them schools.
Like the church where you got multi-purpose room in the basement.
But the thing of it is, it was air conditioned.
Oh, so you're fixated on that.
But the early air conditioned schools
were
kind of like that.
Yeah.
So they're doing a redo. That's
nice. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. We got a guest.
Yep.
And I want to let Caleb know as we welcome.
I wonder if
Caleb.
He went to an air conditioned high school.
Oh,
he probably did. Yeah.
He ain't been 26 years old.
Yeah, that's.
But Caleb, of course, one of the basketball voices here, and I'm sure he's had a chance to give his opinion about the events of this past week having to do with the NBA. So Caleb, Sam and I, this was our first opportunity this morning, and you joined us with the theme of The Sopranos because without giving you our opinion again, we want to get yours, but I looked at this whole Chauncey Billups thing as he was running the executive game, which is – a big fixture of that show during its run. The executive game had very famous people at it, from Lawrence Taylor to Frank Sinatra Jr. and people like that would show up. And so not the Rozier side, but the Chauncey Billups side for me reminded me of that show and that game throughout it. As we welcome you on here, man, what was it that you said, maybe initially, but now that the dust has settled a little bit, your thoughts on this story?
Yeah, I think initially, I was just shocked like everyone else was and going like this can't be right. Like there's going to be some sort of miscommunication, some sort of they just got this thing wrong. And then as more information comes out and you're like, oh, this investigation's been going on for 6 years. It's like, I don't think there's a whole lot of miscommunication going on here. I actually, I had on my show yesterday a guy by the name of Danny Meringue. He is on one of our accompanying stations on Odyssey on 105.1 The Fan up in Portland. Danny's a good buddy of mine that I've met a couple years ago. And I was like, man, I mean, what is it like for a sports radio host to wake up and go, all right, I'm going to go into work today and talk about basketball. And then all of a sudden you're having to talk about your head coach getting arrested and being a part of, a illegal, gambling sting that involves the mafia. And it's just like, I mean, this is absolutely crazy. I read the report where Chauncey Billups is, you know, alleged to have worn like X-ray glasses. And all of these, it feels like we're in a completely different time. We're in some sort of
James Bond movie.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was just one of those like, how are we in a day where, you got people stealing jewelry from the Louvre, and then you got people getting busted for, fixing games and illegal gambling? Like, is this is this 2025 or 1925? Is really, I feel like, where I found myself feeling this week. And bringing in and Danny on my show, I had no idea that Danny was a personal friend of Chauncey Billups and was someone that was literally in Chauncey Billups's office the night before the man was arrested.
What?
Because they were having some conversations about like personal life stuff. And Danny on my show yesterday is like, this man gave me some of the best advice I've heard in a long time. And the very next day, I'm watching him getting perp walked at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to the courthouse. It doesn't feel real. I feel with this whole situation, it's a matter of, like, I hate to be like this, but people got to make better decisions. I think this idea of you think, well, I'll never be the one that gets caught, this mm-hmm. is just something to make a little extra money. And I know some people look at it and go, well, he's a millionaire. And it's like, yeah, but guess what? Millionaires want to make more money too. And so I can't believe we're in a position like this. But ultimately, I think what we're going to end up coming out of this is we're going to end up with, both Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier serving actual prison time. And then that's got to come with lifetime bans in the NBA. Like, I just, if you're Adam Silver, you have absolutely got to put the hammer down that you don't want this sort of thing happening again, because you've already had it happen with Jontae Porter, just a year ago. So, just an absolutely wild situation. But this is, to some extent, this is what happens when you introduce, sports betting into these sorts of things, even though obviously what Chauncey was involved in on top of the, giving insider information about injuries and such that he's apparently connected to as well. He was just running like, old school, mafia sports regular gambling stuff.
Let's just put it this way. Chauncey's got himself a Q. You know who Q was?
Yeah.
Q was the guy who showed James Bond all his little gadgets at the beginning of the movie.
Right.
But the other thing about this is I wanted to say that that there's one other thing that I noticed in this whole process when they were walking Chauncey in and out of the police that I'm sure produced a conversation somewhere else in the world of basketball. Did you see what he was wearing? As he was leaving the jail,
no.
I'm sure that there were people who were not happy he was wearing a hoodie that said Clutch Sports Group. Did you not notice that?
Whoa.
It was like...
No, I...
Go back and look.
What Terry Rozier was wearing.
Ah.
Terry Rozier was wearing a Charlotte Hornets hoodie, and he plays for the Miami Heat.
Oh.
And I was thinking, man, would you not want to embarrass your current, you know, team that you played for, and you wore a hoodie of a former team because you didn't care about the Hornets? I hadn't thought about the clutch sports thing.
Yeah, I saw
for Chauncey. That's rough.
That was not good. Caleb Johnson joined us, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man. Well, listen, if you didn't get a chance to see the champs a couple days ago, they're not coming back unless you want to get a ticket to OKC. But
or you can go see him, catch him in Charlotte, or you can catch him in Memphis.
Oh, well, I guess you could do that. Sam will get you tickets. But, Caleb, what are we to think of this Hawks team so far?
Look, I think they are a work in progress. I talked about on my show before the game yesterday that I had never seen so many overreactions to a Hawks season as I did after opening night when, you know, that was an ugly loss to the Toronto Raptors. And even, I mean, Trae Young called it embarrassing, and I think that was pretty fitting because with all the hype that this team had coming into the season, I think, you know, for them to play the way that they did was rough. But at the same time, they're still learning each other. They're still learning a new style of play that Quinn Snyder wants to have. Even if it's something similar that they played before, it's just when you're adding this many players and the speed to which Quinn wants to play, if you're not playing up to that speed, and if you're thinking too much, and I think that's what I saw on Wednesday. I saw a lot of guys thinking too much about what they were doing, and then when they got behind, it was like, man, we've just got to shoot. You know, we've just got to shoot ourselves out of this thing, and if you aren't making those shots, then it looks really rough. You then go to Orlando, and you play with a team that wants to slow things down a whole lot more and play out of the half court. And, you know, you were able to fight your way back in that one. Getting the defending champs last night, I mean, injuries certainly played a part in last night. Now, obviously, given OKC, they were missing a handful of guys themselves. But I have been, you know, really big on, depending on who is out for the Hawks, is, you know, really going to show how they can make up for, you know, those losses. And I think when you don't have Jalen Johnson in the lineup, that is a massive factor. And then obviously when you don't have Kristaps Porzingis, that's a massive factor. Not having Zachary Risacher, as much as people might go, well, he's just a second year guy, that's still a big loss to have in your lineup because, I mean, Zach just does such a good job cutting and shooting the ball with Jalen. Like, we know all of the different things that he can bring as far as getting to the basket and, you know, getting a lot of boards. And then with Porzingis, I mean, he's shooting threes and he's blocking shots. So not having all of that in your lineup, and you look across the way and they've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and they've got Chet Holmgren, and it's like, okay, you want to give them your best shot, and I think they're, you know, well, in the third quarter, it felt like there for a minute, okay, this team can fight and they can keep it close. And then, you know, I mean, if OKC is going to make shots the way that they did, that's how they're going to, you know, go on to win in blowout fashion. And if you're the Hawks, you just kind of understand the situation you found yourself in, not panic because it's so early in the season. That I think they're going to find their footing, and I think they'll be just fine.
You know what, though? I can say this. Porzingis out, I like to see that our rookie, our first-round pick, has come in and really asserted himself. And you know what? That's what I hope would happen, that Asa Newell would spend a lot of time with him, and, you know, he's making the most of his playing time. He had a double-double last night. So I'm looking at what he's doing. You'll be running up against the time here, though. But give us your thoughts about what he's been able to do in a short period of time and what he's showing us.
Yeah, it was really promising, honestly, because I knew he was going to play more last night, just given the injury stuff. But to see him, it's not necessarily just the fact that he was hitting threes. He went, you know, 3 for 5 last night, you know, finished with 12 points. Like, that's great. the confidence that he had shooting the ball, where I was like, okay, like the Hawks staff has done such a good job, because they did it with Zachary Risacher a year ago, of getting young guys confidence to shoot the ball. And whether it's falling or not, it's just you want them to know in this situation, this is when you should be pulling the trigger and taking that shot. And that was the case for Asa against the Magic when he hit his first, you know, NBA points with a three that Onyeka Okongwu found him in. But last night, it was certainly the confidence that he had to say, okay, I get that I'm a rookie, but if this is the best shot, this is the best shot, and I'm going to take it. A lot of NBA teams don't teach their guys like that, especially their rookies, and so it's a really, really positive sign to see that he's already developing into an impactful player.
All right, man, we got to thank this dude. Say hello to Caleb, but he gives you a thorough breakdown.
I asked him, because when I approached him, I said, you sure you're going to be able to get up? Are you sure? Remember, I was asking Caleb, I said, are you sure?
You did, Sam.
And he's up and a half. So, listen, we want to thank you, buddy.
We appreciate you, man.
And we will be reaching out to you again soon. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Caleb.
All right, y'all have a good one, too.
All right, man. Appreciate that. You got to love that, man. Yeah, dude comes on here with more energy than all three of us.
You know
what? You love that. Again, we're getting you set for Falcons action. The Wade Ford tailgate show starts at 9 o'clock. Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick, they're going to be right there at Centennial Yards.
Yeah.
From 9 until 11. And, of course, then you got the pregame show. Falcons in Miami kick off at 1. And then we have that game, if you can't get in front of a TV. And, of course, Packers at Pittsburgh tonight. You care about this thing, Aaron Rodgers and his old team and stuff like that?
I don't think it's a deal, but they're going to make a deal out of it. Talk about it, but I don't.
And he said he's going to retire as a Packer. I don't know if they want him. Well, he went, walked out the door. And Sam and Greg, listen, we've got something we need you guys to really, if not you, reach out to folks you know, because there is a need for officials on the youth and high school level. And it has got the attention of the folks over at the Arthur Blank Family Foundation. And we're going to talk to Chris Millman about that next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
See, this is something else you would have had to been a part of if you were around in the '80s, Noel. Big hair bands. She don't want nothing to do with them. You know what this song was written about, though? Establishment right down the street. Vince Neil is talking about, you will hear the tattletales mentioned in this. At the Sunset Strip.
Mm-hmm.
Tattletales is literally mentioned in this song. But anyway, that's Sam and Greg Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I threw out that nonsense because we're still efforting our guest, hoping that we get a chance to speak with Chris Millman from the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and I'm sure they wouldn't be happy about me mentioning that club waiting for their guest to come on here. But listen, we hope that Chris comes on here, but he really would be continuing a conversation that you have brought to this show along with our own Eric Slaughter,
yep,
who isn't he calls himself a ref or an official?
He's umpiring because his sports are softball and baseball. So that's what he does, and he goes all over the state. And then we have Spencer Smith, who I saw a couple of weeks ago at the game at Marist, who wants to come on with us at some point, too, also. But he says that, remember now, the officiating has different organizations, you know, different associations.
They're all officials.
They're all under the umbrella officials, but you have them for, you know, different sections of the state, different regions of the state.
And different levels.
Right.
Youth and high school.
Well, that too. But this is really to help high school because there is an expense involved with getting initiated when you come into it. There's certain equipment that you have to have, things you're going to have. I mean, just equipment. Your bean bag that you're going to throw when the ball ends.
You don't think about that stuff, right?
You don't think about those things, right? But things that you have to have in order to start. And so that is what the Falcons and the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation are doing. They're defraying the cost for some of those items that you need when you get started.
Well, that was a great setup because now you can introduce our guest because he is here.
Go right ahead.
All right. Well, Chris Millman, you know, Sam couldn't have said it better because we were, you know, this is something, Chris, and you've been on our show before. Again, once again, I want to welcome Chris Millman, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, but also a friend of the show, joining us this morning to talk about officiating and the lack thereof on the youth and high school level. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me. Good to catch up with you guys again.
You too. Sam just laid it out here because this is something, Chris, that we've been talking about, or Sam has been educating me about for years on this show. And we have another couple producers that have been refs and umps and done this work for a while. But you guys jumped in it with both feet. And what was the thing that alerted you to the need for it, and how long ago was that?
Well, you know, like Sam was saying, this is a nationwide crisis. This is not just a Georgia thing, and it's been going on for a number of years now. But in particular, since COVID, there's a lot of officials now that are just leaving sports. They're not getting paid a lot. A lot of them are getting older and older, and their bodies just can't do it anymore. And you know, let's just also be transparent. Dealing with today's coaches and parents isn't easy. And so this was an opportunity for us to partner with the Atlanta Braves, the NFL Foundation, for us to launch an officiating training program for local park and recreation departments throughout our state. And what's happening is that because there's lack of officials, there are games that are being played in our state currently at the youth level where they don't have an umpire. They don't have a referee. And so what they're having to do is pull uneducated parents or adults out of the stands to come and officiate or referee a youth sporting event. And you know what that lack of training does is it equates for not a very fun and successful game between the boys or the girls that are playing in the sport. So this training program hopefully helps educate parents and hopefully serves as a bit of a pipeline for officiating that, you know what, this is actually pretty fun and I can make a few dollars doing it. And you know, you never know where that could lead to from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Chris Millman from the Atlanta Falcons, also Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation. Want to get more people in officiating. I always think it's something you could recruit from the collegiate ranks. People who are in college, because, you know, college students are always looking to pick up some cash, and you have people who are probably fresh off the playing field from their high school days.
No question. I think that's one of the big things that we're trying to do is kind of infuse a bit of youth into the sport. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, officiating, there's some costs that are associated to get started. And, you know, it's hard a lot of times to get these youth kids where they could go get a job at Chick-fil-A or Publix and start making dollars right away. Well, to officiate, a lot of times you need, you know, equipment, you need to pay the association dues and whatnot. Next thing you know, you're looking at a couple of hundred dollars just to get started. So in addition to this thing we're doing with the Georgia Recreation and Park Association, we've also set up a scholarship program with the Georgia High School Association and have done so for the last couple of years to help eliminate those startup costs for folks that are looking to get involved in officiating. And really, it doesn't matter the sport, whether it be football, soccer, you know, baseball, et cetera. So the Georgia High School Association has been a great partner for us on that. And Sam, to your point, you know, those college kids are kind of the target market, if you will, for getting folks involved in officiating.
I'm wondering if there was ever come a time, because we talk about scholarships being offered in areas that were never available when we were kids. And, you know, just talking about the people who are working crews on NASCAR that are just what I'm getting at here is this. What incentives are you putting out there for future umps, refs, people to get into this that heretofore haven't been there? So they will consider this, not just more money, but the 400-pound gorilla that you talked about a little while ago with the refs and the coaches and the parents that cause issues. What are those discussions like, and how do you let the future umps and refs know that hey, we got you covered there, we're going to work this way to eliminate that or at least curtail it?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think that this the initiative that we're doing with the Georgia Rec and Park Association, you know, right now there's no type of training that's in place. So, you know, somebody who's going to be a little bit more educated and confident is going to enjoy something a little bit more. And so that's why we created this program like we did. But to your question, it really starts, you know, with get them in the youth level, let them get reps. You get better at something the more you do it. You know, before you're ready to go and officiate a high school, you know, football game, or, you know, to Sam's point on the getting into the college ranks, you got to start at the youth level. Let's referee an 8-year-old baseball game, or, you know, umpire an 8-year-old baseball game, or let's officiate a 11-year-old flag football game. Let's start at the low stakes level before we start moving up there. And you know, again, to your question is that we're trying to offer some scholarships for officiating. We want to make it an easier career to get into, and helping by alleviate those costs and work with the Georgia High School Association like we are, that's what we're trying to strive to do.
And I misspoke a little bit about the scholarships with NASCAR.
But one thing I want to ask him about is you mentioned girls flag football, because that creates another need for officials, but also some of the girls who are playing flag football may also become officiating. Talk about the fact that girls, a growing number, are getting involved in this. We saw a female major league umpire this year here in our town at the Braves out of Truist Park. Talk about what that could mean also for girls. Now they're playing their brand of football. They learn the rules. Now they can become officials.
Yeah, and Sam, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, because we've actually have seen a pretty steady increase in that particular area, especially for football. Like you mentioned, you know, since 2018 now, we've had girls flag football played at the high school level. So, you know, here we are in 2025. You know, you got a lot of girls that, you know, came up in 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021 now. They're kind of moving on into college and even almost at this point graduating college. Well, flag football really changed their life. You know, I think one of my favorite stats is that a lot of these flag football teams, you're finding 50-60% of girls that are playing and trying out for these teams were not athletes to begin with. So they are being introduced to athletics through football, and in particular flag. So now they are falling in love with flag football, and they have that common bond with their dad or their brother, et cetera, that they maybe didn't have before. And so it's introducing a whole new wave of people, and in this case, girls, to our sport. And that's leading on to them now becoming officials and that kind of thing. I mean, Sam, to your to your point about flags, I mean, think about it this year. You know, we are in the middle of flag football season at the high school level here in Georgia.
Right.
This year, there are close to 310 high schools that are playing girls flag football in our just in our state. And that's not taking into account all the states around us, like Alabama and, you know, down to Florida and whatnot. I mean, this sport has taken off, not just locally, but nationally.
Outstanding, outstanding. Chris Milner, before we let you go, if people are hearing us and they want to find out more details, where can they, where you suggest that they go now to find out more information?
Yeah, go to grpa.org. There's on their website there, there's a whole page about all of the information as it relates to this program and how they can get signed up and get involved and that kind of thing. And the program itself is going to launch just after the first of the year. But they can go onto that website and find out a little bit more info of.
This is great. Really is. Look, Chris, don't be a stranger, man. You need to come join us, you know, more often.
Always happy to talk to you guys, and I know about your love for high school sports and youth sports.
Absolutely.
And all that kind of stuff, so just really appreciate you guys having us on to talk about this and shining a big spotlight on this officiating crisis that we got going on in our country.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Who knows, somebody that gets started through this could end up at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where we're headed today.
Listen, the numbers, they got the numbers. I mean, the officiating and boosting overall since the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation has provided $50,000 has gone from 6,800 plus to about 7,200 plus. So it is making a noise. Chris, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great Sunday. All talk to you later.
You too.
Rise up.
There you go. This is Chris Milner from the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation. Hopefully he left his number with Noel because we want to get in touch with him. Having said that, we're getting you set. Going to turn things over to Abe, Andy Bunker. I said Abe. Oh, it was Abe. By the way,
Abe
would be happy to know we mentioned him.
Yeah, he will. Shout out to
in a,
Abe.
In a misspeak, but we got him in there.
Shout
Andy Bunker
Abe.
And Joe Patrick with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show coming up top of the hour, getting you set for Falcons football. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. This has been kind of fun. And it's gone by really quick.
Yeah, it has.
It's like everybody out there, when you know, you go to your job and for whatever reason, some days they go, they zip right by. And then there's some days you're sitting there, you're out of breath, and you think like, oh, good. Day's about to end, and you realize you're 2 hours from lunch. It's just been one of them mornings, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen this video? I was going to have Noel play this morning, but changed my mind because it's one of.
Uh-oh.
It was just kind of crazy. No. It's first of all, I had never heard of these guys, and they've been around for a minute. Straight No Chaser. I'm not talking about the jazz song. There's an a cappella group.
Okay.
Named Straight No Chaser. Nine people in the group. Nine dudes.
Okay.
And they did an NFL. They did an a cappella version of all of the NFL pregame show themes. So think of the theme for Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, dun, 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 dun. They do all four of them.
Okay.
They do Fox, CBS, NBC, and Monday Night Football for ESPN.
Okay.
That's crazy.
All of them, right?
Yeah, you can just Google our YouTube, Straight No Chaser, NFL pregame shows. They've been doing this for 25 years.
What?
Yeah. Like Manhattan transfer time.
Right.
25 years. There have been different versions of these dudes, but there's nine of them. And I saw this thing popped up. And they all just stand there. And it sounds crazy. It's just dead on. We haven't talked about
what's happening at Martinsville.
That and
Martinsville, Virginia.
Okay, well, go ahead and say you're saying it like that.
Martinsville, Virginia. That's where NASCAR is this week.
Yeah.
They go from a fast track at Talladega to a place where you know tight turns and you don't get up to the big speeds and everybody's car gets beat up and chewed up and you see who survives it at the end. William Byron is on the pole for the race today with Ty Gibbs outside of row one. Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, your top four qualifiers. Denny Hamlin qualified fifth fastest. Chase Elliott eighth fastest. And we pay attention to that with Chase because, you know, with the playoff standings, he took a hit last week. And so that's the thing. He was out of the race early. And so of the eight, because there's a cutoff after this race today, they would cut the field from eight to four as far as those in the playoff hunt. Chase Briscoe won last week. He's already in. Denny Hamlin has a win. You know, also you got Christopher Bell, who is third, and Kyle Larson is fourth. Your bottom four, William Byron, who's on the pole this week, then Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, and Chase Elliott is eighth right now. Just really, really got a setback in points because he got crashed and got knocked out of the race last week. So we see what happens with him today up at Martinsville and if the rain, I don't know if they got rain up that way or not, but we'll see if they get to run that one. And, of course, when you win that one, you get the grandfather clock.
Yeah. The full clock or don't like the one I
no,
got?
No, you get the full one. You get the full one. Yeah, man.
I still want that guitar.
There's no better gift than
that guitar, that Les Paul that's given out. Man, you know, I was thinking about something past week. We are in a time where things are going on that we thought we would never see. Now, I always say, and I steal this line, may you live in interesting times, right? Yep. But there were three.
We're kind of doing that.
Three examples of, and I'm not talking about the obvious stuff. I'm saying there's three examples of me turning my head and making a Scooby-Doo noise in that I never thought I would see something like this. Now, one of them has been around for a minute. Like, we never thought that next to Peyton Manning, the most famous football player making commercials would be Beast Mode.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But I'm enjoying the you-know-what out of that. Yep. But we would never think that from the dude who said, I'm only here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, and wouldn't talk to media.
The other person I saw, Allen Iverson.
Yep.
Doing commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought I'd see that.
He lost. He left millions on the table.
But
that was his choice.
And he's got a book coming out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I just never thought I'd see that. And Jordan signing to do a pregame show.
Yeah.
He's going to be with NBC throughout this season.
I mean, you know what, though? We've always wanted to get his thoughts on certain things. And it's going to be interesting to get that because he's been so reserved with that throughout his time since he played. I saw they did an interview with him, and he talked about the last time he touched the basketball.
Oh, shooting that free throw.
The free throw. He says, man,
I'm so nervous.
Shooting the free throw.
Well, because this kid had heard so much about him from his father.
Right.
And if he misses it, this kid's going,
Yeah, what's the big deal about him, right? You know? But it's amazing to hear them, and I think it's going to be a real treat just to get his thoughts right.
It's one thing, The Last Dance, where whatever he says can be edited and put together.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing. Michael Jordan Live could be interesting.
Very much.
He says a lot of things that make people, you know, do that. What did he say? The roof is on the ceiling?
But the thing is, he's left to his own devices.
But
because we get it so rarely, it's a rare thing when we hear from him. So that's the thing that's going to be the interesting watch, is that you never hear from this dude.
Yeah.
We know when his new shoe comes out. You know, we know when his NASCAR is doing something, but we don't get to hear from him.
Well, I grew up hearing him, right? And that's what I'm saying. It's an interesting thing. And so, it just made me pause for a minute when I thought about these people who are now in front of us who you never thought you'd get a chance to hear in a way that's interesting. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Along with Martinsville, what else have we left on the table that we haven't had a chance to get to?
Those are the main things. Grand Prix of Mexico today. I think that starts in the afternoon. So that's what Formula One is, Mexico City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy 55th birthday, former Falcon, and he'd be happy to know we mentioned him today, Bert Emanuel.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be. Happy to know.
Happy birthday, Bert Emanuel, on this day. And a couple of other sports things that happened on this day. Today, George got gold at the Mexico City Olympics. Mr. Foreman, if you got his grill in this house, make a burger today.
Yeah.
George Foreman won gold
at
the Mexico City Olympics. It was on this day.
Wow.
Heavyweight gold. So that was it. World War I ended on this day.
On this day.
Now, here's one I will question, because I don't understand how it's possible. But we all are very aware of the prehistoric monument Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
How it happened, how those things got stacked up, where they came from, what was there before. Like the same questions we got about the pyramids and how they became. But today was a day a dude named Cecil Chubb donated Stonehenge to Britain.
What?
Right. That's what history books say. A guy named Cecil Chubb donated the prehistoric monument to Britain. Now, you got the same questions that I do.
Yes.
How did he keep this in his garage? What do you mean? How was it his to give to somebody? Somebody get that answer to me. I'm sure there's some smart dude over at Georgia Tech can tell me this, or Georgia, whatever. But this is one that happened on this day. But I'm questioning. OK Corral happened on this day.
Really?
Gunfight at OK Corral. Wyatt Earp shot some dudes up and got away with it. And this is one you could actually tie into football for those who don't know, and they could go to Google and find out. But today, the Pony Express ended. Not SMU. I'm talking about the real Pony Express. I'm talking about the real Pony Express ended.
They did a documentary about the end of that Pony Express.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. There's people out there listening who don't know what you're talking about. And this was like one of the biggest scandals. Actually, it still is the last school that got a death penalty, correct?
Yep. Now, I don't think we'll see the NCAA do that again.
Well, the school was SMU, and they had a couple guys there. Two of them you may have heard of, if you follow football, obviously Craig James, but an all-time great in the NFL, Hall of Famer, Eric Dickerson. Those guys were known as the Pony Express.
Yep.
And they did some stuff. So you need to go check that.
They did. The school.
The school allowed
some things.
But that's crazy, though, that thing went from Missouri to California.
Mm-hmm.
On a pony, carrying important stuff. And it only lasted 19 months.
Wow.
I didn't know that either. The Pony Express, part of history, but only lasted 19 months. Want to thank Noelle for everything today. She came in here, and again, with our really kind of screwy schedule with things going on and starting a little bit late and her having to juggle spots and making us sound good. So
yeah.
I want to make sure I get that in there. What are we thinking about with this game today, man? Let's as we hand things off to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show and the possibility – well, actually, it's probably a done deal. Kirk Cousins is going to be behind center.
That's what it sounds like.
How are you feeling about that and this team right now?
Are you glad you got a backup that's experienced and that a voice that everybody knows? You know, and there'll be some people who'll start some things about should he be back the starter today if he go out and wins and plays well. We'll see. But it's something to be said for having a consistent voice. I remind people as we play the Dolphins today, Coach Don Shula was famous for retaining a solid backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He believed that was something that he had to have. Right now, as we see, there's musical chairs for backup quarterbacks around the league, right? You see guys all over the place changing from season to season. The man who won more games than anybody else believed in having a backup quarterback, be the name Gary Quazo, be the name be Earl Morrow, be the name be Don Strock. you had that guy so that your team had a consistent voice, you know, so your offense heard a consistent voice that they were used to. And you know, I think it had something to do with his continued success. This is going to be a voice that's not a strange voice for this offense. And someone that they've heard, someone that they work with, those who were playing with the team last year, you know, he was the starter to begin the season. I think it's a bit seamless. Now, as far as the things that he would do as far as the mobility, which we haven't seen that much mobility from Penix, as much as people thought they would see.
Right.
I think it could be good today to go ahead and get the win. So I think we do well today.
You said you used the word seamless.
I'm just saying from the voice, the cadence, the tempo, the things that you get, you know, you won't have people jumping offside. You won't have, you know,
He's been taking snaps all week long, so it's not like he just showed up. He just flew in for the game, and he's going to take over. So
no, but
whatever
not,
needed
but
to be
like
worked
period,
out.
He's been working with it. He got more reps with the first unit this week.
So that and that's what we've heard. So
yeah,
it's another one of those. Let's wait and see. Because
the thing is with Miami, who are they going to get? And if Tua's there, is he able to do the things that he wants to do? I think that's the big thing we watched today defensively. You know, especially when you got a big defender on this team that's going to be out, you know. So that's the thing that you wonder about. You want to continue to contain on him and get some pressure on him to force him to throw to make some errors.
Here's a quick question.
Yep.
When is the last time a guy who was considered one of the top two speed demons in the league came back from an injury and still was that speed threat? There's been conversations about whether or not Tariq should shut it down.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's not he can't become a different type of receiver. He ain't going over the middle. So the thing that made him a threat in the league may be gone. And it's not like this is happening when he's 24 either. I'm wondering, has there been somebody who we could draw upon from the past that go, oh yeah, well, he can come back and be this kind of guy. Now you're making that face.
Yeah. I mean, you would think not, but you would think you do those things to, you know, to modify what you have, what you do have.
Bigger guys do. Come back and become a possession receiver,
right.
Something like that.
Right.
But I don't see him doing that. I just don't. But make a liar out of me. But I was curious about your thoughts on that because that's what's been said this past week.
Yeah.
And Tua keeps getting in his way of his tongue. It seems like every time he opens his mouth, he makes things worse about whatever's going on in the locker room or what's being said down there in Miami. And would you want him if he got put on the block, and you were a team that needed a starting quarterback? Would you want to?
Nah. You know, and there are a lot of people who got thoughts about whether this dude should be playing.
Period.
Right.
Even
you
if
know
he was
what I mean?
All right, let's,
right, you
let's
know what
put
I mean?
The concussions aside.
That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, if you didn't have that, then maybe so. But considering what he's been through. You know, I applaud him for being there, you know, and showing up and playing because, you know, he does have an option. But, you know, he's a player. He wants to go out and he wants to play. So we'll see him today here in town.
You kept waiting for guys like him and Kyler Murray at their size to show Drew Brees-like talent and people not bring that up as an issue or a problem. But, it continues. But this is what we do on Sunday mornings. We sit here and talk about a little bit of everything. When you tune in to us, even though we're the opening act for a full day of football, we gave you a little bit of everything this morning. And we just want to thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of it.
I want to remind people there is Tuesday night football out in Kennesaw.
Yeah,
Tuesday night football. The Owls. The Owls are playing. Why are you laughing when I say that, man? The Owls are playing Texas El Paso Tuesday night. 8 o'clock. The Conference USA is doing this Tuesday and Wednesday night football thing, kind of like the MAC would do, you know, Akron against, you know,
right.
Ohio U on Tuesday night, right? You move the cameras in. You know, when do we play it? When you bring the cameras? So they're playing on Tuesday night. And if Kennesaw State gets a win, they will be bowl eligible. The Owls will go bowling.
And this has got to be a perfect tie-in because, you know, Tuesday, who is going to be in Kennesaw? Dukes and Bell. Are going to be at Twin Peaks.
Absolutely.
On Tuesday. And it's also perfect because we have a hole in our broadcast schedule for live games because we got you covered today. We got Falcons at Miami.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up in a little while. We got Green Bay at Pittsburgh tonight if you can't get in front of a TV. Tomorrow night, Washington at Kansas City. That's going to be down on WAOK. But we also have Hawks at Doubles coming up here. That's Monday. Then Wednesday, we will have Hawks at Brooklyn. So,
all right.
Watch that game. Go out there and have something to drink with Dukes and Bell and watch Kennesaw State. Mr. Crenshaw, have yourself a wonderful rest of your day.
You do as well.
Noel, thank you, thank you, thank you
thank
for
you,
everything.
Noel. Thank you.
Again, 929thegame.com/castingcall or get cast with Greg. You can see those job opportunities. Any questions, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. In the meantime, Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick are ready for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. For the rest of you, have yourself a big day. It's Sam and Greg. We'll talk to you next week. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.